Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you're aiming to get a real edge in real estate, maybe buying that first place or, you know, building out your investment empire, you are definitely in the right spot today.
That's right.
We are digging into the ultimate, I'd say, strategic advantage, the thing that really compounds success: relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Today's deep dive, it's all about showing you the connections that matter most, the ones you should be building, like, right now.
Yeah.
And, like, this isn't just networking fluff, right? It's about how these specific people, these relationships, can literally save you time, speed up your deals, make you smarter, and, yeah, boost your bottom line.
And give you some peace of mind, too, hopefully. Think of this as your shortcut, really, to becoming a much sharper player in the real estate game.
Exactly. You'll walk away knowing who you need and why, maybe with a few surprising facts you can use straight away.
Okay, let's do it. Let's dive in. First up, The need for speed. We're talking hard money lenders.
Oh, yeah. They are absolutely gold if you need to close fast. I mean, indispensable.
Indispensable is a good word for it.
If you want those deals that, you know, require lightning speed, deals others just can't touch because they're waiting on traditional banks. Well, having a private lender, a hard money lender, who can fund in, say, 3 to 7 days, that's huge.
3 to 7 days. That is absolutely game-changing, especially in competitive markets.
Totally.
But it's not just about the speed, right?
Right.
You got to understand their terms, their limits.
Oh, absolutely. You really need to know what they look for. And, you know, not all hard money is the same. Some lenders work nationwide. Others are maybe stuck in one zip code or only do certain property types or have strict loan amount limits. You need to know their box.
Right. Their specific niche.
And here's what's really key to understand about them. They are laser focused on the numbers, period.
Just the math.
Just the math. Typically, they're looking for a loan-to-value, the LTV, of around 70% after the repairs are done. What's fascinating, and maybe a little jarring at first, is that your projected profit, how much you think you'll make, they honestly don't care that much.
Okay, wait. So them not caring about my profit, that actually helps me. How does that work? Seems counterintuitive.
It totally is, but think about it. It acts like a built-in safety net. If these guys, who only care about the cold, hard numbers of the asset, won't lend on it, that's a pretty strong sign the deal might not be as good as your emotions are telling you it is.
Ah, okay. So they might save you from yourself, basically.
Yeah.
From getting too excited about a bad deal.
Exactly. They could save you from a really expensive mistake driven by enthusiasm instead of logic. And that's why you build trust with them now before you desperately need the cash.
Right.
So when that perfect deal lands in your lap, you can just shoot them a text, get the ball rolling, and potentially fund it super fast because they already know you and trust you.
Okay, makes sense. But I've heard people say these lenders can seem a bit, well, blunt, maybe even arrogant. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I hear that too. Look, you got to remember, they deal with a ton of people, a lot of dreamers, frankly, with deals that just don't make any financial sense.
Right, deals that don't pencil out.
Exactly. So their directness, it's usually not personal. It's just about the math. If the numbers don't work for their model, they're out. And honestly, if the numbers don't work for them, they probably shouldn't work for you either. Understanding that helps you have much better conversation.
Okay, good perspective. All right, shifting from the money side to actually finding the deals. Let's talk about your teammate on the ground, the real estate agent. But not just any agent, right? We need one who gets investors.
Ah, 100%. A great investor-friendly agent isn't just someone holding a license. They are a genuine teammate. They're different.
How so? What makes them stand out?
Well, they understand stuff that many traditional agents just don't. Creative financing, like seller financing or subject to deals. They know how to spot and evaluate distressed properties, the potential fixer-uppers. They can pull wholesale comps, which are different from retail comps.
Okay, so they understand the pricing from an investor's viewpoint.
Exactly. They often hear about off-market listings, the pocket listings, before anyone else. And crucially, they know how to write an offer that appeals to sellers in unique situations, an offer that actually sticks.
Right. So if you mention subject to or needing repair escrow, they don't look at you like you have three heads.
Not at all. They speak your language. They bring you solutions, not problems. They might even bring you those pocket listings we mentioned. That kind of access is just golden.
Seriously valuable. So how do you find these agents and get them on your side?
You got to be proactive. Meet with potential agents. Don't just email. Sit down. Explain your strategy clearly. What kind of deals are you looking for? What's your buying criteria? Get on their radar early. Let them know you're serious and ready to act when they bring you something good.
Makes sense. Build the relationship before the deal appears. Okay, from the field team to the crucial backstage crew, title companies and real estate attorneys, you really don't want issues here.
Oh, you absolutely don't. Finding the right title or escrow company is non-negotiable. You need one that gets the complex stuff.
Like what specifically?
Things like repair escrows, knowing the ins and outs of HUD deals, handling creative financing structures like wraps or subject to, dealing with foreclosures smoothly. They are your safety net for catching weird title defects, structuring assignments correctly, that's when you sell the contract itself, and just keeping everything compliant.
Okay, here's a pro tip then, right? When you're interviewing a title company, maybe ask them straight up. Have you guys worked on subject to deals before or simultaneous closings?
Perfect question. Their answer tells you everything. If they hesitate or look confused, maybe keep looking.
Good litmus test.
And look, this is super important. Always play by the rules. Never, ever try to commit fraud or bend the rules illegally. It's just not worth it. A good creative title company can help you find plenty of ways to structure deals that are totally legal, ethical, and win-win.
Right. Stay above board. Now let's talk attorneys. You called them deal designers, which I love, not just legal firefighters.
Yeah, exactly. They're not just there for when things go wrong, although they're crucial then too. A good real estate attorney can proactively design the legal framework for your more creative deals.
Like lease options, land contracts.
Yep, lease options, land contracts, where the seller basically acts like the bank wrap mortgages, those subject to deals we keep mentioning. They draft the documents that make these deals possible and protect you.
So the theme continues. Build the relationship before you need the emergency rescue.
100%. Having an attorney you trust, someone who understands your business model before a crisis hits. That relationship, even just one phone call, could literally save you tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, not to mention your reputation.
Wow. Okay. So how do you connect?
Ask your title company. Sometimes they have an attorney on staff or one they work with closely. Ask for an introduction. Take them out for coffee or lunch. Explain what you do. It's a small investment that pays off big time.
Great advice. Okay, final piece of the relationship puzzle today. Traditional loan officers. Now, some listeners might be thinking, hang on, I use hard money or cash. I don't need a conventional loan officer.
Yeah, I get that. But here's the thing. Even if you don't need a traditional mortgage for your deals, guess who probably does?
Your buyer.
Your end buyer, exactly. Whether you're flipping a house, assigning your contract to another investor or a retail buyer, or setting up a lease option for someone, chances are the person taking the property off your hands will need a mortgage.
Ah, okay. So knowing a good loan officer gives you leverage. It helps your deals close faster because you can refer your buyer to someone reliable.
Precisely. You can say, hey, talk to my person. They're great. They understand these situations. It removes a potential roadblock and speeds things up for everyone.
So what makes a loan officer good in this context? What should you look for?
You want someone who gets the nuances, like they understand self-employed borrowers and how to document their income, which can be tricky.
Yeah, definitely.
They need to be good with FHA loans, VA loans, understand the specific requirements for those, and they absolutely need to know what seasoning requirements are. You know, how long a property has to be owned before it can be refinanced or sold again using certain loan types. That comes up a lot in flipping.
Right, critical details.
And think about it. The more deals your loan officer closes for your buyers, the happier they are, and the more likely they are to, you know, go the extra mile to help you make more money next time. It's a win-win.
It really feeds itself. Okay, so wrapping this all up, it really feels like the big takeaway is that relationships, just like the properties themselves, compound over time.
That is absolutely the core message. The investor who takes the time, puts in the effort to plant these relationship seeds early, they're the ones who reap the biggest rewards later on. It's that simple.
Yeah, you might not think you need that specialized HUD contact or that creative attorney or that specific investor agent today.
Right. But when that perfect, maybe slightly weird opportunity pops up,
Right.
or when some unexpected snag hits your deal,
which it will eventually.
it always does. Having already built that trust, having that person who knows you and is ready to jump in, that saves you weeks of scrambling. It can save you tens of thousands of dollars because you can act fast and decisively.
It really is about playing the long game then. So the actionable advice here is crystal clear. plant those seeds now.
Make the call before you need to make the call.
Yeah. Be the person they actually like hearing from, because you've shown you're professional, you respect their time, you bring them good business or good referral.
Exactly. Because ultimately, winning big in real estate, it's not just about having financial leverage. It's about loyalty. Cultivating that real, genuine loyalty in your network, that gives you an edge, a strategic advantage that money alone just can't buy. Think about how that loyalty can open doors for you.